Welcome to On the Bridge. I'm Heidi Bianchi, your host and the founder and CEO of the Bridge Event Academy. On the Bridge provides a platform for me to engage and connect with like-minded event professionals, colleagues, founders, friends, and family. It's a space where we can share insights, foster meaningful conversations, build connections, and learn from each other, and have a little fun too. Let's get on the bridge together. Hi, and welcome to On the Bridge. This is the fourth time I'm interviewing my special guests, and we've been calling it Delfina Bianchi Senior Year. So I'd like to welcome Delfina Bianchi to the bridge.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome back, Delfina.
Thank you.
It's been an eventful few months, and I thought it'd be a good time to check in with you and give an update on how things are going. Does that sound good?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So I believe we left off with the tennis season ending, and then we went into soccer. So do we want to talk a little bit about the soccer season, or do we want to forget about it?
No, we can talk about it. So the first, like, two games, I want to say, maybe three, preseason, we played Notre Dame twice, and those are our only and first two wins of the season. And then the rest of the season, we lost every single game.
So it was the kind of opposite of the last season where you had all CCS and all league.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, soccer ended pretty quick. Everyone was kind of about done when we hit midway through because we knew that we would lose to every team again. So, but it was still really fun. Senior night, we actually played Sequoia and tied. We did not lose, and that was really fun because then that meant that we knocked Sequoia down and they did not end first in the league, which was, that was fun.
Yeah. How was the TikTok game for the team this year?
Oh my God. Soccer, it was really good. We made our own like varsity account and our videos got pretty popular. We got a couple thousand views. So I would count that as a win. I was in most of the TikToks. So that's really fun.
I do think there was like one claim to fame moment on your team where there was a girl that scored.
Oh, yeah. We had one of our defenders who is a freshman and she scored 4 own goals. I felt like that was like the record for like how many our team scored because we barely scored. And so she scored 4 goals, which is like, oh my God, amazing. But like against us, like we got those goals. So
it was kind of like the best forward for the other team.
Yeah. Yeah. That was great. But you know,
I think that would be like the highlight for me.
It was not cold. In the moment, Mom. Not in the moment. That sucks.
There. And it was cold.
It was cold. But it wasn't too like rainy of a season. Like I had one practice where it was like really raining and I did not go because
we made some executive decisions this year that I think benefited our mm-hmm. last player.
Because then everyone the next day is sick and you're like, oh, why are you sick? Well, we practiced at 9 o'clock in the pouring rain with wind. So, you know.
Done with that forever kind of thing. So soccer season kind of comes to an end and we're at this like inflection point of like, do we do this or that? And go through your logic of like work or another sport.
Yeah, work or another sport. And I kind of was like, I don't really want to work and I rather like be with another team of like new girls. And I decided to play lacrosse
for the first time ever.
Senior year, made varsity and it was really fun. We didn't do too well. In the first half of the season, we like won a lot of our games, which were pretty big. My third game ever playing lacrosse, I scored a goal. That was a pretty big highlight. I was very nervous and I caught the ball and was like, oh, now I have to shoot. So got that goal. I literally played every single position except goalie. I was in most like every game, I was defense, mid or offense, and rotating in random orders. But it was really fun. All the girls were like, I don't know how this is your first year playing. You're really good. So I was like, oh, thank you.
Do you know any of the rules of the club? I mean, we're just over. Do you know them?
I don't.
I have no clue.
I know offsides, different than soccer. It's kind of easier to like figure out offsides. I got called a lot for shooting space when I was a defender, which I still have no idea what that means because if you're defending, wouldn't shooting space be for the girl shooting? Still confused about that, but yeah.
My claim to fame of watching lacrosse is whistle. And they blow the whistle a lot. No one
Yeah.
knows why. And every time I go, whistle, whistle. Like, blow the whistle when you score too. So that's kind of exciting. Like, it's a lot more whistle than soccer.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say, like, for watching three different sports, which, first of all, congrats. That's pretty incredible.
Thank you.
Tennis is still the most civilized. It's in the fall.
It's warm.
It's a lot. We can
Oh,
play in the
that's the thing. No,
rain.
no, no. That's the thing about lacrosse season. Was it actually rained more than soccer season? So that was great. I was like, wow, third sport, and this is where the rain comes in. Okay.
Skater, super fun too.
Yep. Freezing cold games.
Tennis is just the most
It
civilized of
is.
all of them. Like, I think we're gonna continue our tennis career and maybe
Yeah.
drop stick on a few
I think
others.
so. Yeah.
Talk about the lacrosse TikTok situation.
Lacrosse TikTok was a little different than soccer. We didn't really have like create an account, but we used like some other girls' accounts and then just like posted them on Instagram with reels. And that was pretty good. We had one video,
Really?
we had 17K views, which is like kind of insane. Your lacrosse pet peeves, it actually has 19.4K views, which is
Maybe that's
like
a yeah.
1,000, which that's like insane. We have 493 likes and it keeps going up every day. So we got some algorithm on that and we're rolling with it.
So that's higher than tennis and or
Yes,
soccer, like by a lot of
a
K.
lot.
Okay.
So
Well,
that was
across
pretty
is
good. Pretty good.
big K for lacrosse. Now, during this season, some things happened where we started to hear from colleges. Which is always like, when is it gonna happen? What are we gonna
Yeah.
hear? Like, March
March was the month.
was the month. So, like, March 1st, we all wake up and it's like, oh God, here it comes.
Yeah, and you get like they post on Instagram like, oh, decisions will be coming out between March 1st and March 15th, and you're like, that's like 2 weeks. Like, what day is that gonna be? And some of the UCs came out according like to last year, where it's like, oh, it's coming out on the first Friday of March or the next Friday.
Still
And
no rhyme or reason.
yeah,
Like
no,
when
very
comes out.
random.
Some schools, like some are still. Is anyone still hearing from
No,
schools?
I
It's
don't
May.
think.
It's
Yeah.
over. We're
It's
done.
now like if you're on the wait
28.
list,
Okay.
like decision day typically used to be like May 1st, and it still is for some colleges, but now because of the FAFSA, which is the government like loan grant thing, I don't could not tell you.
Has always even done it.
I don't know. It keeps saying incomplete, but then it like shows that
Complete, don't
I don't know. It's
understand.
very confusing. The
We get
form is
this
actually
money
so
back.
bad. I don't think it would
We
do
get this
anything for us.
back.
I don't know. But now because of that, the like official decision day is March 15th. So, oh yeah, May 15th. Yeah.
So, do you want to talk about your acceptance journey or?
Sure.
Okay.
I got into a lot of my schools that I applied to. One of the days I got an email from Cal Poly and none of my friends got an email and I was like, that's weird.
What day? March
March
11th.
11th, which is
Birthday.
mom's birthday, and March 11th was kind of like 2020 is when
When
the world shut
COVID.
down. So like her birthday always has something
2 years
like
ago, SVB
big.
collapsed.
Yeah.
My
Yeah.
birthday. This year was
Cal Poly
Cal Poly.
acceptance.
So what happened? So you're in school and the email comes through and you had called me and you're like, oh God, the
No,
email.
I think I texted you
Oh.
and I should have opened it like I don't know. I should have waited, but like when you get that, it was kind of scary because like I knew no one around me because everyone applied to Cal Poly, and I knew that like everyone around me, like they're like, I didn't get an email. I didn't get an email. And I'm like, well, I don't know what that means. Like, okay. And so I get to lunch and I like tell my friends and like, you need to open it. And so I opened it and it said, congratulations. And I was like, oh my God. So then I FaceTimed mom. She's like at lunch with her friend. And I was like, I got in. And then I FaceTimed dad and said I got in. And then I texted, did I text anyone else? Probably, yeah. And then I said I got in. And then everyone was very, a lot of tears that day.
Well, Cal Poly is a funny place because, that's where Dad and I went. So we
Yeah.
went the whole thing. And then it
We
was
would
a,
go there for
we would
vacation.
go there. We still do. And we just never thought it would happen, right? Like,
No,
we
like
were there
I
months
think from
before.
the beginning of the year, like when I submitted my California state school application, we kind of were like, okay, like we'll see what happens. But I don't think I ever like actually thought that I would get it.
Do you still kind of believe it?
No.
Okay.
I don't, yeah, no, I
Even
don't.
when we tell people, they're like, what? I don't, yeah,
Yeah,
well,
it's very strange.
people are shocked. So you didn't want to make a decision right away, though.
No, because it still kind of felt like unreal, like that I had Cal Poly as an option. But then, like, a week went by and I was like, what am I doing? Like, if you get in, you kind of gotta go.
Yeah.
So
So you accepted.
I accepted and rejected everyone else.
There you go. What's the next steps for that?
Next steps.
Will we pay?
Once you pay for the housing, you pick roommates and stuff. I don't really know how it works, but it opens like July 8th.
Do you want to talk about the Instagram college roommate situation that's looking for?
So
Yeah.
you like send in photos of yourself, and typically a lot of people are like, hi, my name is whatever, I'm from wherever, and then my major is this, and then they're like, I love going out or staying in, which there's only two options, but okay. And off of that and off of their photos, people will DM each other like, hey, like, are you looking for a roommate? And it's kind of like speed dating, but for roommates. And it's a very stressful process. Some of my friends are doing it. Some of my friends are like, that is way too much work, and I'll just do it through the school.
Can we talk about the pictures that are involved with
The
the Instagram?
pictures,
There's generally
a
like
lot of bikini photos,
all bikini, yes, there's always a
and
bikini photo. Like there's five photos from what I saw
well, there can be
that are
more, but yeah.
standard. The bikini photo, the group, fun.
Which sometimes the like group photos that they post, you can't even tell which kid is going to the school because everyone kind of looks the same when you're, with your friends, whatever.
Yeah, and then there's usually like a picture if they have a boyfriend that they're with the boyfriend, and then there's like a three-person shot again where you don't know who the person is, who's, and I would say that there is like a formula to the copy underneath where it's like going out, staying in. Everyone loves the beach,
Yes.
and everyone is down for an adventure, I believe.
And oh, we forgot to say that some of them before, like people knew if they got into the college, they're not 100% committed. I'm 99% committed. Like, what does that mean? Are you going there? Are you not? If did you get in? Are you just posting because you think you want to go there? Very
Are you
confusing.
spending the time putting together this Instagram
When you're
page?
not 100% committed.
So that's a whole vibe. Mostly girls.
Yes, only like a couple guys posts on it, but like
And when they're doing both, it is kind of alarming. Because the guys are kind of just looking to meet girls. Right.
And call it or high school decisions. What
Yes.
did you want to talk about?
Well, that's a whole other Instagram page too,
Yes,
right?
so like for other schools, Carmont, we did not do it this way, and I'm kind of glad, but for other schools, they're posting baby photos of the kids and where they're going to college. And to me, I think that's weird because like we want to see like who you what you look like now, like you're going to college and what you look like now. Like we don't care about your baby photo and that, oh, little Joey's going to wherever when what does Joey look like now? Like
But then it's a whole page where everyone, like, it's your photo and the school you're going to and your major. And everyone gets excited.
Yes,
And
everyone
you
loves
kind
it.
of creep and see who other schools.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of fun, too, I
Yeah.
feel like.
A lot of people, too, they might not post like on their school decisions, but if you stalk a little in some people's bios, they have the school they're going to. So then you can like look at the bio and be like, oh, this person's going there with like secretly, you know, kind of thing.
And then prom happened. That's just a week ago.
Yeah, last Friday.
Okay.
So sad that it's over. It was really fun. We went to the Exploratorium in San Francisco.
And
I
any
don't know.
restaurant, any shoe drama,
Not
any
really. There
fun
wasn't
drama
really
shoes?
drama. We wore photo, like for the photos, we wore high heels, and then some of my friends stayed in high heels, and I was like, no, I need to dance and be comfortable. So I put on my Converse.
Talk about dancing. Is it what happens in this dance situation? Give me an example of like three or four songs, and then like how do you quote unquote dance to that? Okay.
Three or four
Did they
songs.
play any slow songs?
The DJ maybe played like two, like at the end, like they were not good. He played Can You Feel the Love Tonight? That's like the worst song ever. And so then when you're leaving the dance, you have that song in your head and you don't want that song in your head. Like, no.
And then, like, what are like Mamma Mia?
Yes, Dancing Queen.
And when Dancing Queen comes on, when not everyone sings,
Yeah, and
are you
you kind
jumping?
of just like, I don't normally jump. I just like, I'll like bend my knees or something to like, you know, make it look like I'm jumping. But a lot of people just like, we kind of just like put our hands like in the
That's a
air.
lot of.
With Mamma Mia and like Dancing Queen, like a lot of the girls, like the guys are kind of just like, oh God, here we go. Or like whenever there's a Taylor Swift song that comes on, like all the guys, like
They
absolutely
need
not.
water.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
Okay,
gotta need
faster.
a break. Like,
Do you have food there?
there was food. The food looked really good. I only had Dippin' Dots. They had like grilled cheese, crepes, tacos. Yeah, it was a good selection.
And drinks?
Water and Shirley Temples. They were like making Shirley
That's so
Temples. Yeah, it
sweet.
was cute.
All right. And then the people who kept their high heels on. Have they
Their
ever
feet
walked
were
normally
dying. They were
again?
like, oh my God. The minute we got into the party bus on the way back, they took off their shoes.
And you had one friend with a party bus fail. Do you want to talk to him?
Oh, yeah. Like not really like a close friend, but she goes to another school and she had like 40 plus kids come to her house before prom and they were all getting ready and like taking photos and had dinner. And then it was like 6 o'clock, like, okay, party bus should be here. And they were just waiting and waiting and waiting and the bus never came. I
Good.
feel terrible. So then parents just started like driving the kids to the prom in the city because it's already like the time to leave, like kind of gotta go.
The bus be leaving. There was no bus
Yeah.
be leaving. All right. So we're kind of in the month of, we're in May. It's raining, weirdly enough. We're in the month of lasts. The last,
Yep. We
whatever.
have like 4 weeks left.
Okay. The last finals. How are you feeling about the last month?
It's weird because like you see your friends every day at school and sometimes on the weekends and like pretty soon like we'll see them once in a while. Like it's kind of strange. No, but I'm excited. We have a lot of fun things planned
Yeah, what are
to
some of the
celebrate.
last school things? You have like, we did senior ditch day.
Senior ditch day was this week. We went to Half Moon Bay. Thankfully, it wasn't too cold. It was like windy, but the sun was out. So
And you
that was
still had to
fun.
go to school.
I still had to go to my first three classes because I had a lacrosse game, but it was fine.
Fine.
Turned out fine.
What, don't you have some water park or
Oh yeah, we have like our senior picnic. It's at a water park. That week, then we have like grad practice and like recognition night,
the
and
whole week of things,
yeah,
it
like
feels
I
like.
have a BTI graduation from my like small cohort. My friends and I are gonna go to a Giants game. Cool days. I don't
Hard
know,
times,
you
right?
know? Yeah,
Really
hard
hard
times.
times. And then are you doing a senior trip?
Senior trip, yes. Me and some of my friends were going to Tahoe. It's gonna be warm, I already know. And that should be fun. Just hang out,
Okay.
jump in the freezing cold lake.
And then what words would you use to describe high school?
COVID,
Well, I would start with COVID. You started high
yeah.
school during COVID. Okay.
Masks, like the
Oh, yeah.
sophomore year was like masks the whole year. Sports, those are all really fun. I feel like I like
Feel like
did
you
a
made the
lot.
most of
Yeah, I
it.
feel like I made the most of each year. I
Okay.
don't know. Yeah, I think I'm happy with where I am right now.
Okay. Are you looking forward to the next month, or are you, what's like your inside feeling?
No, I am. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for what's to come.
What's to come? All right. Any other final thoughts or wisdom you'd like to share?
No, I'm good.
All right. You want to get off the bridge?
We're gonna throw my grad cap in the air. Yay! Yep.
Thank you, Delphina.
You're
We will be in
welcome.
touch in summer. Get an
Bye.
update on how
Okay.
things. Thank you.
Thank you.